RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
And we are live. This is not Dylan Matthews. This is Max Van Auken filling in for my guy Dylan today and tomorrow. Still have a packed show. We got the one and only Noel behind the glass. How you doing this morning, Noel?
Good morning, Max. Not too bad. Excited to be on here with you today. Something different.
But regardless, around 5:20, we also have around the 5:40. We're going to break down some NBA playoffs. And then, of course, we have the morning shift coming around 6 o'clock. So you won't want to miss that. But, again, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you for making us a part of your morning. However you are listening, as my guy Dylan would say, all my truck drivers, all my overnighters, all my morning goers hitting the gym this morning. I used to be an early riser to the gym, but because of the schedule, I get it where I can fit it in. But regardless, thank you for making us a part of your morning this morning. And I did some thinking, and I don't know, Noel, if you're a morning person or if you're a breakfast person, but I have a dessert question for you. Are you a big cake person?
I love cake.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get these hooked up. One second. Well, as far as cake goes, I'm not a big cake person. I don't like cake. I'm not big on dessert. But the reason why I say that is I look at an NBA championship. So it's NBA playoffs, right? And we're all wondering who's going to win the championship. Is it going to be Denver? Is it going to be Boston? Miami? I think it's going to be Denver. But regardless, I bring that back to the Atlanta Hawks. And I look at the Atlanta Hawks, and when you look at cake, a roster is an NBA championship roster is a cake. And it's comprised and made up of several different things. You got the powder, the flour, you got the icing, you got the milk, you got the eggs. But mainly, it's the flour is like what starts it all up. That's an NBA championship roster. We have the icing, and the icing is what I would say is the coach. Now, in the NFL, coaching matters way more than it does in the NBA. Respectfully, it really does. So maybe in the NFL, the milk, butter, and eggs is really coaching. But in the NBA, it's icing. You could win a championship with a pretty decent coach, especially if you have talent. Like, he doesn't have to be a Hall of Fame level coach. He doesn't need to be one of the best coaches in the world. Now, if you get a Greg Popovich, a Steve Kerr, an Eric Spoelstra. That's not necessarily icing. That feels almost more of a part of the flower, like the foundation of the organization. But there's only about a handful of those in the league. So really what I'm saying is coaching, milk, butter, and eggs, or icing in this case, we have that. The Atlanta Hawks have that. I really believe in Quinn Snyder. I think you have the icing down packed. But then you go into the milk, butter, and eggs. And the Hawks have that as well. You look at the Hawks, they have some really nice young assets. They have nice young players. They have a lot of really interesting pieces that I'm like, you know what? This team's legit. Like, they have that. But then you look at the flower. Now, we kind of have the flower. Because there's more to it than just one player, especially in the NBA today. I mean, you look at who can just lead a team by themselves. People forget, you look at the past championships, you're often defined by your second best player. Not just your best player. Who's your Robin? And you look at the last couple of years, Giannis had Chris Middleton, who stepped up really, really big in big moments. That's your Robin. LeBron had D-Wade. LeBron has had Kyrie Irving. Steph Curry has had Klay Thompson. I mean, you look now, the Denver Nuggets, who are the favorites, as they should be, Jokic has Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray is not just your average Joe Schmo. Jamal Murray can hoop. And so when I look at the Atlanta Hawks, you have Trae Young. And everyone's like, can he be the one on a championship team? I don't know. I don't know if he can, but so what if he can't? And I say that as in no one, there's like a handful of players who could just do it by themselves. Even Jokic isn't doing it by himself. Even Giannis hasn't done it by himself. We've only seen one player truly just be the system and get your team to the NBA Finals when Dellavedova was the second best player. That's LeBron. That's a complete outlier. Don't compare Trae Young to LeBron James. In fact, don't compare anyone to LeBron. Prime LeBron, that's just, we're not having that conversation. But one thing I am noticing is Trae Young has the ingredients to lead a team. I truly believe in that. So now who's his Robin? What's the flower of this team? Because we have Trae. And having Trae is a big part of the equation. But who's the Robin? And I say all this to say, when you when you make a championship roster, when you look at the cake of a championship team, they need the flower. And so I'm watching these NBA playoffs, and guys, we should be paying attention more to this Boston Celtics series more than anyone other than Boston. Jaylen Brown could make up the flower. I really believe in that. There's a lot of ways that you could lose a game in a series. Now, there's already rumors that Jaylen Brown wants to come here. And when there's smoke, there's fire, typically. I kind of believe that. He's from here. Who wouldn't want to live in Atlanta? It's young, fun, music, fashion, sports. Like I said, he's from here. But with Jaylen Brown, if he loses to the Miami Heat, which you were the favorites, by the way, to win this series, and the way that you lose matters. We've seen a lot of people lose series. Like, okay, we'll bounce back. We're going to get them. But when you break mentally and you're already debating on what you want to be and what you want to do in the free agency, and then you break mentally, that's something to keep an eye out for. We've seen a lot of fighters, like I'm a boxing guy, right? You've seen a lot of boxers lose in a fight that they shouldn't lose. Those sting a little bit more than if you just, hey, you had a championship fight, you lost to the better guy. Okay, bounce back, work harder. You lose to someone like you shouldn't lose to, when Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas, that's a little bit different. You're like, oh, that stings. The Boston Celtics, and I mean this with all due respect, because I think the Miami Heat are way more talented than like just Buster Douglas, for example, but they are not supposed to win this series, especially when you look at the injuries. And so if Jaylen Brown and the Celtics lose, and he's already kind of had one foot in, one foot out in regards of wanting to leave and be the man somewhere, that's an interesting piece. Because if you put Jaylen Brown with Trae Young, everyone's like, well, who's going to be the man? I don't necessarily think someone has to just be the man. I think there's two people who could play really well together and make it work. Because Trae Young's playing style, granted, yes, he needs the ball. Jaylen Brown doesn't necessarily always just need the ball. Small forward, shooting guard, however you want to put him, I do think it works. Now, I don't know if that means you have to give up Jamonte Murray. I don't know if that means you have to give up other assets, which you probably would. But being aggressive, I know, works. We have a history of that. It's proven. It works. Being stagnant and not doing anything doesn't work. I'd rather go all in, be hyper-aggressive, and match Trae Young with somebody. So now you have the icing. You have the milk, butter, and eggs, the role players. Like I said, you have the icing with Quinn Snyder, who I believe is a very, very good coach. And now you'll have the foundation. You'll have the flower, Trae Young and Jaylen Brown. And to me, Trae Young, you look at the playoffs besides Steph, and I'd probably say Damian Lillard, you can't really name me that many other point guards better than him. Maybe Ja, but right now I'd take Trae. Maybe Kyrie, I would take Trae. So you're telling me you have arguably the second best point guard in the league, and in a league where offense runs everything, the point guard runs everything. So when I look at this team, I really believe we're one piece away. I truly mean that. I really do. I think we are one piece away from winning an NBA championship. And that sounds very hyperbolic. I know it's 5 in the morning. I have my coffee, though. I'm wide awake. I really thought about it. I thought about it last night. I knew I was doing the show this morning, and this is something I've talked about on To The Max on Wednesdays. And I'm watching this series for a completely different reason than most. Obviously, I love the NBA. I'm going to tune in and watch it. But I'm looking at it from a Hawks perspective. If we get Jaylen Brown, he solves a lot of what we need. Alleviate pressure from Trae Young as far as the offense goes. Play elite defense on the perimeter. He adds shooting. He adds athleticism. You're a good transition team. He's good on the half-court set as well. I believe Jaylen Brown is a superstar, but he's playing behind Jason Tatum. So we think of him as a star. And Jason Tatum is incredibly talented. And Jason Tatum is kind of a superstar. Talent-wise, he's a superstar, but he doesn't have the mentality of one. And if you watch the games, you'll know exactly what I mean. He'll give you 51 in a Game 7, break the NBA record in Game 7 scoring. The next game, he like doesn't take a shot in the fourth quarter. But on paper, you're like, oh, yeah, he scored 24. But it's the way he scored the 24. Jaylen Brown, for example, has that Kobe mentality. He has the mentality of a number one, but he doesn't have the talent of a Jason Tatum. But you put him in the right situation, like Atlanta, for example, and you let him flourish and be who he is. You let Trae Young flourish and be who he is. So now you're telling me I have two superstars, and I said superstars, and I truly mean two superstars. You have the icing with a really good coach, and you have the milk, eggs, and butter with NBA, really good NBA role players, young assets, athletic, can shoot. Why wouldn't they come out of the East? And the East is more vulnerable than ever. So I know we just lost in the first round. Granted, we did take Boston to 6 games, who's in the Eastern Conference Finals right now. But I think we can make a massive jump from game one, from the first round, to at least an Eastern Conference Finals, which is one acquisition. And that's not even including other free agents. That's not including other trade moves. So if you're really able to make something shake in the offseason, which it sounds like they are trying to do, and Quinn Snyder already has his feet wet with this team the way he came in towards the end of the season, I think that's the recipe for greatness. And yes, I'm a glass half full guy. I'll admit it. I always try to look at the best in things, but I'm being very serious. Like even just looking at this through an objective lens, the Milwaukee Bucks just got bounced in the first round. I think they're going to shake things up. They already have with their coaching staff. If Jaylen Brown leaves the Celtics, they already got substantially worse, and you got better. The Miami Heat, and I know we need to give them their respect because we never put them in these conversations, yet here they are again about to make an NBA Finals for the second time since 2020. But I feel like if we get Jaylen Brown, we're better than the Heat. So then who else out of the East are you like, I don't know, because the 76ers doesn't look like they're going to re-sign James Harden. Yeah, you have Joel Embiid, but I think we all agree they don't step up when it matters most, and they're looking for a new coach as well. So really, I look at it as in the Milwaukee Bucks, which has already been the juggernaut of the East so far, but they're beatable. They just lost in the first round. Yeah, Giannis may have been injured, but they lost. Even when he came back, they lost. So you give me Jaylen Brown, you give me Trae Young, you give me an elite coaching staff, you give me really good role players. I truly believe in the Atlanta Hawks. So I know it's the NBA postseason, and I know we're supposed to be paying attention to the Celtics and the Heat and Denver. But, of course, we're in beautiful Atlanta. I'm looking at it from our lens. And we should be paying such close attention to this series because how they lose matters. when you heard Jaylen Brown in his post-game thoughts when he lost to Miami, and he's basically like just, he had his hands up in the air, and he's frustrated because there's certain ways to lose, and the way they're mentally losing is a perfect opportunity to step in and be like, hey, we got you. You do what you do. Here's the ball. You and Trae Young, who's stopping the both of you? Like, immediately, they're one of the best duos. So, Atlanta Hawks, if you get Jaylen Brown, you will win an NBA championship. You can quote me on it right now. If we get Jaylen Brown, the Atlanta Hawks, we will win an NBA championship. Come out of the East, at least. Also, very quick note before we go on break. Again, we have Around the A coming up around 5:20. I hope everyone is having a great morning thus far. Right here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app, 92.9thegame.com. We have the morning shift coming up at 6 o'clock. Scoot Henderson, we keep talking about Wemby in the NBA draft, and he's one of the best prospects since LeBron James. I'm not even going to get into like comparing him and LeBron. I wanted to focus on one person very quickly before we go on break here. Scoot Henderson's from Marietta. He's from Atlanta. He's going to be the number 2 overall pick. Georgia produces such good basketball players, it's ridiculous. If you haven't paid attention to Scoot Henderson, I watched him in a G League game when he came through here not too long ago. He is so good and so dynamic. He's so athletic. It's outrageous how good he is. But we're so focused on Wemby, as we should. He's ridiculous. He's a 2K player. But Scoot's going to be so good. His playmaking, his vision, his poise, combined with his athleticism. Watch what I tell you. Scoot Henderson is going to make a lot of noise, and he came right here in our backyard. All right, coming up, we have Around the A. Noel, it's going to be a big, big segment for you. Thank you for tuning in, guys. 92.9 The Game. Stick with us right around the corner. It's Max, Hometown Take. See you then. Odyssey app. We're back. Welcome to the Hometown Take. It's your boy, Max Van Auken, filling in for my guy, Dylan Matthews, the one and only. Right here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Right here in beautiful Atlanta Kia Studios. We have the morning shift coming up at 6 a.m. Make sure you tune in for that. I know they have a lot they want to get into. Noel, I got headphones. I can hear you loud and clear. So are you a breakfast person or no?
I'm not even a morning person.
Really?
No. Okay. I'm a late night person.
All right, so I come in here with a bunch of energy. You're probably like, man, get out of my face.
Dylan does the same thing. I'm used to it now.
I don't know what it is. I think it's just I'm excited to do what I do. But if I were to do something like, man, I don't really feel like going in today, probably a little different. But I'm like, wow, I just get to talk sports. Well, I wake up full energy. But I felt pretty prepared. I went to bed. I forced myself to go to bed pretty early, so I felt good. Are you a cake person, by the way, too? I know I asked you that.
I love cake. I love key lime cake.
Not a morning person, you like cake. I don't know if I look at you the same.
But what I loved was that analogy.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Thank
you. Yes, because we do have the icing.
We do, right?
We are missing a little bit of flour. I saw that game 6. The okay. person we needed 5 more points from, we didn't get. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe we do need to shovel some pieces around. Now, he has been in the gym already. Right. I do like that energy. Shout out to DeJounte Murray. But I needed them 5 extra points, man.
You just have to keep it real. And I like DeJounte Murray. I know we're about to get into Around the A here shortly. I ran into him at Lennox, and he's a cool dude. I've interviewed Trae a lot. I've interviewed a lot of NBA players covering the Magic the last couple seasons. That was my first time actually getting to meet DeJounte. I have interviewed him. I lied. I have interviewed him. I've always been a fan. And what's interesting is we're like the same age. And so I don't know. It's weird. You get like a different type of vibe when you're able to connect on that level. He's an awesome person. Obviously a very, very talented basketball player. So I don't think that it's like a bad thing that he's on the team by any means. But if like the goal is to win a championship, you have a different standard for yourself. So, but all that being said, I know you're looking forward to this. We're about to go around the A. Noel, I know you got some news. Let's get into it.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
All right, so Around the A. All right, so as you know, Falcons are doing OTAs right now, and the Falcons quarterback Desmond Ridder showed up on Good Morning Football the other day, and he had some things to say about the Falcons' explosive offense. You want to get into it, Max?
Let's get into it. Let's hear it.
As an offense, you look for explosive plays and get them any way you can, whether that's to Drake, whether that's to Kyle, a guy like Jonnu, Matt Collins, it doesn't matter. But then, you know, when you can just hand the ball off and give it to a guy like Tyler Algier or Bijan or CP and let them go, you know, it just makes my job a lot easier. So, you know, when they drafted Bijan, I just knew that, you know, this offense has something to be explosive. You know, we're able to go out there and, you know, whether it's in the run game, pass game, play action, doesn't matter. You know, we think that we're going to be pretty explosive.
Okay. I mean, listen, I really like the NFL. Obviously, the NBA has my heart. I'm a big NFL guy. I love the NFL. If Desmond Ridder could just be what we think he can be, I think this Falcons team is completely underrated. And they have a worst play schedule. And I thought about it yesterday, Noel, and I was looking. I'm like, okay, so you obviously got the Panthers, Falcons, Saints, Bucks. We haven't seen Bryce Young play. So, I mean, I think he's going to be good, but we haven't seen him play yet. I'm not a Baker Mayfield guy. I don't know about you. I'm not a Baker Mayfield guy. Todd Bowles is kind of unorganized at times. Tom Brady, obviously, kind of button them up. The Saints, I'm higher on Derek Carr than most people, but it's hard to overcome dysfunction. It's hard to overcome bad coaching. In my opinion, they don't have elite coaching. So you look at the Falcons, obviously, we got better. I think Bijan is going to be productive. I think he's going to be very good very early. You acquired a lot of nice pieces on both sides of the football. So if Desmond Ridder could just be what we want him to be, I'm not expecting him to be Mahomes. I'm not expecting him to be Herbert, Lamar, Allen, Burrow. He doesn't have to be one of the top five quarterbacks in the world for this Falcons team to be substantially better than what people have them. I just need him to manage the game. He needs to make the throws he needs to make. You're high on them?
I mean, come on. But all Desmond has to do is be able to hit Kyle Pitts in stride. That's it.
So, okay, they're projecting, I forget how many wins. I think it was less than 10. I know that. And when I was producing John's show, John Fricke, he has them at least 10 wins. Do you think they win 10?
I have them a little over 10. The schedule is really bad. And I think we finally have more of the pieces to do the things that we want to do. Last season, it was clear on offense. We did not want to pass very much. The person behind center couldn't pass very much. So you saw what that equaled into. There was one great game where everything just worked out in Marcus Mariota's favor, where he only had to pass, like, what, 11 passes, and we won the game?
Right.
That was an outlier. You're not going to win. More than likely, it's going to be more like what we went through with the Bengals, where we just got blown off the field because we could not keep up passing-wise. Then what happened in that game where, you know, they wanted to lift Marcus off on the shoulders of the field like we did something. I don't know. I have a lot more energy for this season than I did last season. As soon as he signed the paper, I kind of checked out.
I like it. Look at you. You're energetic. It's 5 in the morning. Tell me you're not a morning person. What else do we have, Noel?
Let's see. We have, staying on the Falcons train, we have Richie Grant on Desmond Ridder's work ethic.
Probably one of the hungriest dudes in this building, man. That man don't leave the building. He here, man. He grinding. He trying to get prepared to lead his team, you know. And we don't think nothing less of it. We know he gonna come out there and perform because of the work that he putting in now. Looking a little more comfortable, and I don't know. Like I said, it's an excitement around here, man. We excited.
Okay, I like that. I really do. And shout out to Dukes and Bell. I believe that's where the interview was.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was watching. I heard that. I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to talk about this. Because that matters. Like, when people think about quarterbacks, you know, it's not necessarily just what you do on the field. It's not like how talented you are. It's like, can you rally the troops? Do they respect you? The quarterback is not only the most important position, I believe, in all of sports. I think it's the hardest one. Because, being quarterbackial is a real thing.
Yes.
Like, you're not just supposed to be good on the field. You got to conduct yourself a certain way. The guys in the locker room got to believe you.
Yeah, it's a 24-hour job. It's a 24-hour job. You have to be that quarterback on the street, in the interview, at the podium, on the field, in the locker room, all day long.
That's a lot.
And it's a lot.
With all due respect, there's a lot of NBA superstars who are not quarterbackial. Like, there's a different requirement. There's a different thing that you have to do when you're a quarterback. You got to take the blame. You're going to be the first one who usually gets the praise when you win. You're going to be the first person they look to when you lose. And that takes a lot of leadership, a lot of self-awareness, a lot of accountability. A lot of guys don't have that. There's a lot of quarterbacks who don't even have that. That's why I wasn't the biggest Baker guy. I didn't think he had that. So to hear that from Desmond, from his teammates, I actually value that a lot higher than probably most people, because I think that matters a lot.
100%. You need that confidence, and nothing gives you confidence like being in the number you want to be in. Shout out number 9.
There you go.
Let's see. We have, staying with the Falcons, Arthur Smith on if, like we were just talking about, if Desmond Ridder feels any different, if he looks any different now that he is the starter, number nine, of the Atlanta Falcons.
I think anybody, the more experience you get, the more reps you have. I mean, certainly his mindset, you know, it's different when you're out there, you know, you're taking the first reps and guys know that you're anticipated to be the day one starter. And so, you know, those are important. The reps he gets with Drake, certainly, all those guys. Yeah, that helps. That definitely your mindset changes, whether I want to pretend like it doesn't or not. Yes, it does.
I like that. It's true. 100%. He knows going in, hey, this is my team. I'm the guy. I'm the starter for the Falcons. Like, that means something. So I'm so excited. I really am. I do believe he's going to play well. He showed improvement every game last season. So I really do believe in Desmond. I'm not, like, again, saying I believe in Desmond does not mean I'm thinking he's going to be the MVP. I'm not saying he's going to be a Herbert or a Mahomes. But I see a lot of people just writing him off, like, he's not going to do this, he's not that, he's not this. I'm not low on Desmond. Just because I'm not super duper high on him doesn't mean I'm not super duper low. So I think he's going to be exactly what the Falcons need. And if he could just do what he's expected to do, the Falcons are going to be a lot better than most people think.
Agreed. And I think all this noise will be good for him in the long run. You can go ahead and get that mental tough skin that, you know, it's not always going to be sunshines and roses. They're not always going to crown you king. Just keep pushing. Go prove it on the field. And I think he's ready to do that.
I like that, Noel. I like it a lot. What else we got?
All right, so for our final soundbite of Around the A, this time we're going to go outside of the A. We're going to go a little, we're going to go NBA. So Kyrie Irving is thinking about, or at least we're thinking about, Kyrie Irving's free agency. Kyrie, maybe not so much.
I'm a free agent this summer, but I am in no rush to make a decision. And the speculation around my name from all these individuals that get on TV and have these personalities. I'm on live here. Just give me 1 second, I'll be out there. All these people that have, you know, these platforms. And I'm talking about the TV personalities, the sports folk that try to mix sports with politics and lifestyle like that. Like, when they speak on my name and they're talking about potential teams that I'm going to, can y'all please, I'm asking, please stop paying attention to that. Like, I am in no rush to make a decision. I know what's ahead of me for the rest of my career.
I'm someone who tries to look at the best in the situation, like I've said ad nauseum already for this show. What do you expect? Like, what do you expect people to do, though? We want to know where you're going to go. You're one of the best players in the world. And, of course, the Lakers just lost. He's courtside. And they benched D'Angelo Russell. Of course people are going to ask you that. So, I don't know. I know a lot of people just dismiss and don't like Kyrie. I'm not into talking about how he is as a person. That's his business. I don't know Kyrie. On the court, I think he's one of the most talented people we've ever seen. So, whatever he does, I just hope we can see him. Because we don't see Kyrie a lot. Like, he's either injured, you got stuff going on. I just want to see him play the game. And I'm not expecting him to be the best leader next year. That's not what my expectations are. And I think expectations are everything. In any situation, relationships, business, work. So my expectations for him is he's extremely talented. I just want to see him showcase his talent. So we'll see. And by the way, I know I didn't talk about this yet. The Braves didn't get swept by the Dodgers. Are you a big Braves fan? I know you like baseball. You like all things Atlanta, right?
I like every single thing that has Atlanta in front of it. I'm still an Atlanta Flame fan. Come on.
Okay, yeah, they didn't get swept by the Dodgers. This is obviously a long season, so even if they did, I know some people are like, oh, no, you can't get swept by the Dodgers. I don't make a lot of early on season. As much as I know we're supposed to reflect on every game to me, of course you want to play your best. But it's a good sign that they didn't get swept. But would you have made a huge deal of it if they did?
A huge deal? No. Would I have had a personal attitude myself? Yes, because I don't like those guys out there in the West Coast. I don't even like, you know, first baseman number 5 anymore at this point. And I got all those jerseys in my closet.
Right.
I can't do it. Right. So we had to get at least one of them. No sweep by the Dodgers. So when we see them on their turf, we have a lot of work to do. But we're going to go ahead and put that beside us because now it's time to deal with the little brothers up there in Philly.
I know we're about to close this segment here, but let me ask you this too, Noel. The Braves are the team of Atlanta, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you think, how long do you think that's sustainable?
Ooh, I mean, to be honest, we're the team of the Southeast, this whole little corner right here. Shout out to Ted Turner and TBS.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. It's sustainable as long as spring training is still in Florida and as long as a lot of the states don't have teams and as long as the Braves can keep being a perennial force in the NL, which has been for about as long as I've been alive at this point.
Right. Because I'm thinking, of course, we're optimistic about the Falcons. We just talked about Desmond Ritter. We're optimistic about the Hawks. We just talked about Trae Young. The Braves, we have complete optimism and faith in them. They're just buttoned up.
Oh, there's optimism and then there's expectation. Braves have expectations.
You're a smart woman.
Yes. There is no, yay, potential. Maybe we can if we move. No. Y'all have a job to do.
Right. Exactly. That's 100% different. So there you have it around the A. That's very interesting. You know, I got a lot of pushback. I said this on my podcast, that the baseball should limit the regular season just to have some more sense of urgency. But, of course, the diehards push back. No, you got to have the 162 games. I'm like, I just think you got to adapt. And obviously we're seeing them speed up the game now. I've always said they should limit it a little bit. But that's either near or there. But coming up, we got our last segment of the Hometown Take. It's your man, Max Van Auken, filling in for Dylan Matthews. I hope he's doing well and tuning in this morning. We have the morning shift coming up at 6 in the morning. We are stacked. We're excited and grateful to have you right here at 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Stay with us right around the corner. All right. We are here, 92.9 The Game. It's your man, Max Van Auken, filling in for my man, Dylan Matthews. I hope he's having a splendid morning. Right here on the Odyssey app, 92.9thegame.com. However you are listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your morning. We have the morning shift coming up at 6 o'clock. You will not want to miss that. We're going to hear from them here very shortly in about, 14 minutes or so. So, like I said, stay tuned. Continue to make us a part of your morning, whether you're working out right now, you're in traffic, you're about to have a great day. We appreciate you. I'm going to leave you on a couple notes. So we talked about the Atlanta Hawks. I'm sure you're yelling at your radio right now or your phone, however you're listening to it, the Odyssey app. Max, Jaylen Brown can win you a championship. I really mean it. I do. I really do. Like I said, when you look at the East, Jaylen Brown's already from here. If he joins Trae Young, I'm really high on Jaylen Brown and the Hawks. Even higher on Trae Young. I love Trae Young. I think he's the most underrated player in the NBA, and he got voted the most overrated, which is, I don't even know if people are watching the games. I really don't. The records he's breaking makes no sense to me that people could think that.
Oh, I can tell you they don't know what channel Bally Sports South is on. I can tell you that.
I'm saying, he's breaking every assist record. He's led the league in assists. He can shoot. He can score. I mean, we see what he did against Boston. We've seen what he's done against MSG. And these aren't just, small regular season Tuesday night games. These are playoffs, TD Garden, the Apple. What more do you need to see from him?
Yeah, right now what we're seeing is what he can do by himself. And that was fun. Right. Now I'm ready to see what he can do with a more complete roster.
Thank you. Exactly. And look, I'm not here to compare people because I think everyone's great in their own way. But that's what we do at sports. I mean it from a good place. I'm not saying he's Steph Curry by any means. Obviously, there's similarities with the size and the shooting and the way they move. But the thing with Trae Young is I think he's done more with less, believe it or not. Steph Curry, when he didn't have his team, when he didn't have Klay, he didn't have Draymond, when they were out and they were injured, they didn't even make the play-in. They didn't even make the tournament. And so we don't expect that from Steph, and he's considered the second greatest point guard ever. Some already say he's the greatest point guard ever. So with Trae, to your point, we've kind of seen what he's done by himself. He's led a team to the Eastern Conference Finals. And so I think we've seen more from Trae. But that being said, I do believe that they could win it all. They could certainly come out of the East if they get Jaylen Brown. But I know we're all watching the NBA playoffs, so here are my thoughts on a couple other things.
I think your mic is on.
I'm watching the NBA playoffs, watching Miami Heat, watching the Boston Celtics. And, of course, like I said, obviously for Jaylen Brown reasons, I'm watching it, and I love the game of basketball. How do we rank Jimmy Butler all time when it's all said and done? Because I'm trying to be, just live in the moment and just – appreciate what we're watching in real time. But in the back of my head, I'm like, it's just, I don't remember, especially in basketball. NFL, you have some really cool outliers and some people who made some historic runs that normally you wouldn't think they could. But in the NBA, when you have to beat a team four different times within a series, that's it's not usually a coincidence or a fluke at that point. And he's done this multiple times. And I don't care what you say, the NBA championship, the bubble, that counts. If anything, I actually view that as more impressive. It's harder. And so he led the Miami Heat team to an NBA Finals already one time. Like, I was already, wow, that's incredible. And it's not over. Vegas still believes that Boston can bounce back. I believe they're going to advance, and we're going to get a Heat-Denver Finals. If he does it twice, and what's so impressive, it's not like he's got other stars. He just has a bunch of guys. And you can credit that to Eric Spoelstra and the culture and Pat Riley. And sure, that most definitely plays a part in it. But the thing about Jimmy, it's like his two other really good guys, Tyler Hero is out. Victor Oladipo's out. I like Bam a lot. He does have Bam. Very versatile big. Kyle Lowry is obviously not the Kyle Lowry we saw in Toronto, but he still has that championship DNA, incredibly high basketball IQ. So it's not like he doesn't have nobody, but compared to what you see amongst the rest of the NBA, or even just who he's playing right now, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Marcus Smart, the sixth man of the year, Brogdon. It's impressive. And so you look at someone like his contemporaries, James Harden, or, I mean, even Klay Thompson has some rings, but I don't usually put them in the same conversation. You think of Klay as more of just like kind of catch and shoot type of guy. But James Harden's a perfect example of someone who has MVPs, has led the league in scoring. He's gone to an NBA Finals as well, by the way, with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I know we don't really count that. He was a sixth man, but I would take Jimmy Butler's career over James Harden. But James Harden has the accolades. He has the MVPs. He has the scoring titles. But Jimmy Butler is not a regular season guy. He wasn't even an all-star this year. So for him to not even be an all-star, and yet you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, you beat Milwaukee, who, by the way, I actually had coming out of the East. And now you're up against the Celtics. It's just so impressive to me what he's doing. And so when we look back at it, I'm just curious how we're going to view someone who shows up in the biggest moments. Like, that's why we love Derek Jeter, by the way. Derek Jeter, in the biggest moments, was able to retain his level of play and then some. Like, it's so hard to do that in the biggest moments. People shrink. People get a little tight. That's what we've said all about the 76ers team, by the way. Doc Rivers not making adjustments. James Harden doesn't show up when it matters most.
Well, let's talk about that, Max.
Uh-oh.
Because to me, what makes Jimmy so different from a James Harden
or
a lot of his other contemporaries, look at it. Jimmy left a lot of those guys you're talking about, mm-hmm. a lot of that help you're talking about. He was in Minnesota and went, you know what? Nah, y'all ain't got it. Y'all ain't serious about winning. Y'all like looking pretty. Y'all like winning regular season games. Y'all like individual accolades. I'm out of here. I'm good on this. And then he went to Philly and decided the same thing. Oh, this is just like them over there. Y'all ain't serious. I'm going to go down to Miami where they serious about playing basketball. I don't need a bunch of names. I need some guys serious about playing basketball. And look what he's been able to do since he's been to Miami, to go play with some guys that want to play some basketball.
That's a great point. Situation and fit matters so much.
100%.
And I don't know about you. I like my stars to be vocal. I like for you to bark. I don't mind you going up to Cat and be like, hey, you're playing soft. Like, I need you to step up. That's what we loved MJ for it. We love Kobe for it. Now, when it doesn't work out, he's not the talent of MJ or Kobe, but when it doesn't work out, we're thinking that he's toxic. Like, he may not be good for the locker room. Look what he did in, I mean, Chicago, you didn't hear about it, but Minnesota, look what he did. Philly, look what he did. But then all of a sudden, you go to Miami, to your point, and he brings that energy. He brings that mindset and that grit, and Miami's like, hey, that's what we do. And now, look, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Fit matters so much, and I think that goes for any business. For any situation, I know those listening, we've all been at a job where like, this ain't not me. Like, I can't do this. Like, I don't like what's going on here. We've all been there. And you go to a different job, and you're like, hey, I like this. I like management. I like the way people carry themselves, the way they conduct themselves. I like the culture. I like the standard. And you blossom. So before we're so quick to be like, oh, no, this person has no value, or this person's not good, this person's toxic, look at their situation. It is so hard to overcome dysfunction in anything. Like, you have to be a mega talent. Like Andrew Luck, for example. I thought he had a lot of dysfunction. He didn't have an O-line. He was getting beat up. He was able to overcome that. Like, it's hard to overcome dysfunction. And it takes the best of the best. And even they can't even do it sometimes. And so for him to be in a culture that rewards his mentality, I love to see it. So I know I just went on a Jimmy Butler, give him his flowers rant. But I also want to upset you guys a little bit by calling Jokic the fifth best center, but I won't get too off topic on that. But it's just, it's the NBA playoffs. How could you not? And like I said, we're observing it from an Atlanta fan, Atlanta Hawks fan, just saying, hey, we could get Jaylen Brown. I don't think we'd get anyone from Denver, but because I believe this is going to be the NBA Finals, this guy, Jokic, has two MVPs already. He, I think we all agree, probably should have gotten a third one. I know Joel Embiid got it. I know it's a regular season award, but you can't look at these guys and be like, yeah, that guy's more valuable than him. There's no way. The way Jokic does more with less, how he's able to elevate people, it is so special what we're watching. And I don't know about you guys. I've really enjoyed this playoffs. And I work with Sam and Greg on the weekends, and Sam has said this a lot, and give him credit. It feels like a March Madness feel to the NBA playoffs. And we all like parody, right? That's what I'm always told, is we like parody. I root for dynasties. I like watching history. I like watching dominance. But I could be a fan of both. I like parody. And we're seeing a lot of parody in these NBA playoffs. I mean, most people were like, oh, we want to see Boston and L.A. And we're not going to get either one of them. We're going to get Denver and Miami is my bet. We certainly got Denver already. That's a fact. So, I don't know. It's interesting. When you look at two guys like Jimmy and you look at a guy like Jokic, what a ring can do for their career. If Jimmy's able to win a ring with this team, considering he's already led them once, so it's not a fluke, where do you rank him? You look at Jokic. If he can add a ring with two MVPs already, is he the best international player ever? Like, you think of Dirk as the poster person for that. Dirk doesn't have two MVPs. He has a ring, but now Jokic will too. And Jokic certainly has the stats, breaking records every single game. Best passing big we've ever seen. I'm just saying, think about it. What a ring can do is a lot. So coming up, we're about to go on break here. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Stick with us. We're about to hear from the morning shift. You got Mike, Bo, and Tiffany. They have a packed show. Thank you for tuning in. It's Max Van Auken, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.